Okay, we continue the Maromachas Yud Beis Amid Aleph. We just finished bringing the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva from our Mishnah, and also as quoted in this Braisa. What's the status when the Torah says about the Gol Hadam, the Redeemer of Blood, killing the murderer who killed inadvertently? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's a mitzvah. He learns the word when it says the word Viratzach Gol Hadam, and the Gol Hadam shall kill him. So it's an unusual word. What does it mean exactly? He learns that it means it's his mitzvah to kill him, not an option. Rabbi Kiva on there says no. From there he sees it's an option. And based on whatever that is for the Gol Hadam, for other people it goes one step down, either according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, permissible for others to kill him, but not a mitzvah. Or according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a machlokas in the girsas. Is it just okay if other people do it, but initially shouldn't? Or no, they would get killed for doing it. Different girsas. Be that as it may, they all, between the two of them, even though they disagree, they do say that there is the possibility of the Redeemer of Blood killing the inadvertent person. Whether it's a mitzvah or permissible, clearly neither one of them hold that if the Gol Hadam kills the murderer, that he gets killed. That's for sure. Okay, and these are Tanoim. Okay, now we're going to have a statement from an Amora, Amar Mar Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. So it's Rav. So really it's a statement of Rav, it's just said over in his name. Now look, listen carefully, you're going to be wondering what he's saying over here. Rotzeach sheyatza chutz l'tchum. If the murderer goes out of the tchum of the city, umatza gol adam, and the Redeemer of Blood finds him outside of the tchum, v'hargon, he kills him, neragolov. The Redeemer is killed by the courts as punishment for killing. That ain't like nobody. Whoa. All right? So that's Gemara now says. That's a statement of Rav. Come on. Who is Rav going to be going like? This is Mar Zutra in the name of Rav. He says, who is this like? Lo Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's not in accord neither with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, below Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's a mitzvah for him to kill him. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva says it's permitted. Yeah. Neither one says he gets the death penalty. How could he say this? Who's he like? He has to be based on some Tana somewhere. Okay, it's not a Tana in our Mishnah, but who is he like? Answer is, who the Amar ki hai Tana? He holds like a different Tana from another Braisa. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Rabbi Eliezer says, and this is going to be the Tana that he's going to be relying on. The pasuk says, Ad amdo lifnei ha'eda lamishpat. Okay, what does it say? The killer shall not die until he stands before the court for judgment. Let's take a look at that pasuk over there. Okay. Where am I? It said, whoa, what's going on? The font got awfully small. All right, I'm going to have to play around. I don't even know if you can read it. Yeah. V'hayu lahem ha'arim lamiklat, and these cities shall be for a refuge, migoel, from the Redeemer. V'lo yamus haratzeach, and the killer doesn't get killed, ad amdal ifnei ha'eda lamishpat, until he stands before the assembly, meaning the Bezdin, lamishpat, for judgment. All right, so look at the broader pasuk for a minute. Lamed hey yud beis. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to find anything. It's my wife's iPad, and okay, forget it. There's so many things I don't have here. No, okay, we have to let it go. Anyway, so that's the pasuk. Okay, again, he goes to the Amiklat. He doesn't die until he stands before Bezin. So how does he learn that? Okay, Ma Talmud Lomer, what does this pasuk come to teach us? Lefish and Emar, since it said already, V'rotzach Goel Hadam Es HaRotzeach, that the Redeemer of Blood can kill the Rotzeach, Yochol Miyad, I might think that he can do that right away. Meaning, as soon as he finds him outside the city of refuge, thinking him right away, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Ad omdu lifnei ha'ed ala mishpat. The Pasuk says, until he stands before the congregation in judgment. What does that mean to say? That teaches the Redeemer of the blood may take the killer's life only after the court orders him killed. Mm-hmm. Remember, we said when people kill, no matter what, when a person kills, the first thing he does, if no matter if he killed Bemezi or Bashogi, you go to the Eram Ikla. And now the Redeemer of blood is not allowed to kill him yet until he stands before the judgment in court. What does that mean? Only after the court orders him killed as a mazid. Okay? Marzutra's case where the Redeemer killed the exile is a consequence of having left the city of refuge without the court's participation. Wow. Having killed him unlawfully, he's himself liable to death. Okay? According to this view, the main function of the Redeemer blood is not to kill the exile, but to ensure that he's taken to the court where he'll be judged and killed. Once the court orders him killed, the Gol Adam may kill him. Oh. Okay? And that seems that's all he is allowed to do.
But that's okay. For somebody who killed intentionally. Because you wouldn't...
And that's the only time the Gol Adam kill him. Yeah, so he's learning all these psukim that he runs away from the Gol Adam, that the Gol Adam should not kill him before he is judged, and if he stays in the city. But and the only time the Gol Adam can kill him is if he's bemazed and he's been judged as guilty.
But then he's not. He doesn't have to go to a...
He has to go anyway.
He's supposed to be an intentional killer. So he is saying that's
the only one who can kill. You only a Gol Adam only can kill an intentional killer. The psukim that says he runs into the Eram Miklat, yeah, because the Eram Miklat is a place of protection from him. Protection from him. The guy's not allowed to kill him. He's not allowed to kill him in or outside the Eram Miklat.
But that pasuk, you look at the context before, is it talking about an inadvertent killer?
It talks about a killer. Okay, we'd have to go over all the psukim. All killers go to an Eram Miklat,
right,
for starters.
But, yeah.
Then they come back, and then we decide what to do.
Right.
Now, what we're saying is, and now according to this opinion, we'll see the other opinions disagree with him. So he's saying and when it says the Gol Adam kills him, it means when he stands to judgment, then the Gol Adam kills him. If he's intentional, he gets killed for that. Period.
Does the court kill him?
The court has him killed.
Yes.
And somebody has to kill him through the instructions of the court. Who kills him? It's the Gol Adam kills him through the instructions of the court.
Only they can kill him?
That's the first one in line. You want to kill him, go kill him.
Okay.
We judge him to be killed. We need someone to be the executor. So we pronounce that the Gol Adam has first right to be the executor.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what it's saying. That's when he may kill him. All right. So he can take him only when the court orders him killed. Right, that's right. Marzutra's case where the Redeemer killed the exiles a consequence of having left the city of refuge without the court's participation. So then he's himself liable to death.
Right.
Okay? Again, so according to the main function of Redeemer of the blood is not to kill the exile, but to ensure that he's taken to the court where he'll be judged and killed. All right? So that's according to him, that's the only thing he gets. That's the only time he's allowed to kill him. Any other case, he's not allowed to kill him. And other cases says, listen, he should go to the city of refuge so the guy won't kill him. According to that, he's not allowed to kill him, but at least you want him in a city where he could be a little bit protected. Yeah.
So according to this opinion, if he gets judged to exile, to going back into exile, now he's in a city and leaves the city and the Gol Adam kills him, even then he's not allowed.
According to this opinion, that's what we started off by saying, Marzutra Merav says that that's the halacha.
Uh-huh.
He gets killed.
Whether before or after judgment, doesn't matter.
Rabbi, after the court passes sentence, why would they send him back to the city of refuge?
Only if he's a shogeg. Only, again... When anybody kills initially, the first thing is he goes to Neir HaMikvah.
Oh, right.
Then they call him back.
Right.
Now he's judged.
Yeah.
If he's a shogeg, they judge him to go back to the Neir HaMikvah because that's where he has to live the rest of his life.
If he's a shogeg, nobody's allowed to kill him anymore.
Yes.
According to this,
but he has to be in a Neir HaMikvah for all the kapara he needs. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember we said there's two points for the Neir HaMikvah?
Yeah.
Number one, the Neir HaMikvah primarily is for his kapara. To live there with Levim, and that's his punishment.
Okay.
Okay, now the question is, does it really protect him from the Gol Adam? Well, certainly, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Kiva, clearly, Gol Adam is not allowed to kill him in the Neir HaMikvah, but can kill him out of the Neir HaMikvah.
Yeah. Yes.
We wait till the Kohen Gadol dies, then he can go back. Either way, that's one.
Skilled.
But according to this Marzutra Marav,
yeah,
he's saying Gol Adam can never kill him.
Right.
Period.
So if he's running, he's killed someone and he's running to the city of refuge and the demon of blood is chasing him,
he's not supposed to kill him.
If he kills him, if he does, then he's going to...
That's right. He's according to everybody. Yeah.
He's murdered him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's safe. He can walk slowly. And,
if a guy violates the law,
yeah,
it doesn't help the guy who's killed.
Well, that's
the whole thing. You know, that's the whole problem with the whole legal system now. All we're interested in is catching the criminal and punishing the criminal. But we're not interested in not having the criminal killed to begin with. That we're not interested in.
Yeah.
We just want to be able to catch him.
Yeah.
Right?
And feed him for them.
So in spite of the fact that, according to his opinion, the Redeemer of Blood will be liable, doesn't help the guy who got killed.
No.
Yeah.
All right, that's the point.
No, exactly. Yeah.
So what about Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva? What are they doing with all this stuff? So Rabbi Yossi, clear, however, do not require the participation of the court. They say it doesn't need the court at all. They allow the Redeemer to kill the exile the moment he sets foot outside of the city of refuge. Right? They say as soon as this guy goes out, they can kill him. So how do they explain until he stands before the court for judgment according to this opinion? What are they going to do with that pasuk? Yosef Akiva, hi that pasuk about amdu lifnei eder lemishpat my dar shabay. What are they going to learn from that pasuk? Now, the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva allow the Redeemer to kill the exile the moment he sets foot outside the city of refuge. Presumably, the assumption is based on the plain wording of the Mishnah, which states, without qualification, that as soon as the exile steps out of the city, he's liable to death at the hands of the Redeemer. So what are they going to do with this ad omdu lifnei eder lifnei hamishpat until he stands before the courts in judgment? Well, they've learned that for a whole... Well, what happened over here?
Wouldn't that be you can't kill him before he goes in front of the court?
So ahumi boile, so they're going to use this puzzle of Tanya as a different brisa that is Rabbi Akiva himself. Rabbi Akiva Omer, minayin l'Sanhedrin, shero echa charges nefesh. How about if a Sanhedrin sees a person murder another? We're talking about a court of 23 judges. The whole Sanhedrin sees him. So what would you think? So let's just kill him on the spot.
Yeah.
No, they still have to go.
But we saw with our own eyes.
Yeah.
So how do you know that if they see the guy kill... They can't kill him until he goes into another court.
Yeah.
Or the court that witnessed the murder is disqualified from judging the case, even on the testimony of other witnesses. All right, they can't deal with this at all. Talmud Lomar, they're going to learn from that. They're going to learn from that pasuk. Adam dulifnei eder lemishpat. That pasuk, until he stands before the court for judgment. That teaches that he's not executed until he stands and judged before another court. In other words, the court that witnessed the murder may not be the ones to judge the case. Okay? In other words, the commentaries explain, those who witness the killing are incapable of giving proper weight to exculpatory evidence. Therefore, they may not pass judgment. If you saw the case, automatically can't be the judge.
Of course.
Now, he did it in front of a Bezdin. He thought he's smart. I do it in front of Bezdin, they can't judge me. That's okay, we just take it to another Bezdin. We showed a note of the place in the Talmud where this law is seemingly derived from other sources, blah, blah, blah. Fine. So that's, according to Rabbi Yossi, Haglil, and Rabbi Akiva, this verse is needed for this law. It is not used to mandate court sanction for the death of an exile who left the city of refuge. That's the point. So they say it has nothing to do with that pasuk, and we don't limit the Gol Hadam's ability to kill only with the court sanction, but it can be done at any time, and they use this pasuk for something else. Okay, what?
I have a question.
Yeah?
Can you say this pasuk is, if somebody is killed inadvertently, and let's say his brother happens to see this happen, he can't kill the killer until the killer goes to Yer HaMikvah and has his day in court?
Right.
So isn't that pasuk just saying that you can't go and kill him before until he has his day in court? That's all it's saying.
Well, there, yeah, that could be derived from other pasukim.
Yes.
Well, but that's simple. That's exactly what it says, though.
That's too simple.
It's exactly what the pasuk says. So if I witness the killing, and I want to be the gol dam, I can't kill the killer, even though I saw it all happen, until he goes to Yer HaMikvah, comes back, has his day in court, and then I can kill him if he steps out of the Yer HaMikvah. Isn't that what it's saying?
Look, there's a lot of other psukim over there. That's the thing. So we have to look in context. There's a million psukim over there. You got to learn it in context with the other psukim. So there's other psukim.
But I think the other rounds are taking that out of context altogether here.
Again, okay. Anyway, that's how they're learning it. Okay. Anyway, let's go on. So now again, so both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva, they permit the Redeemer of Lot to kill an exile who leaves the city. Finish. Now the Gemara wants to qualify under what circumstances. Tana Rabbanan. Pasuk says another pasuk. Im yatzo yatzei harotzeach. If the killer will go out of the border of the city of refuge. ... Okay, then the killer, the Redeemer of Blood, will kill the killer. All right, that was, let's just go back for a little refresher.
Sentence or no sentence?
Oh, no, this is... This verse, along with the one that precedes it, is read thus. And if the killer will go out of the border of the city of refuge to which he shall flee, and the Redeemer of the Blood will fight him outside of the border of his city of refuge, and the Redeemer of Blood will kill the killer, he has no blood. Okay? So,
it doesn't say anything about judgment first.
I know. So
he's
anyway,
he's already been judged.
He's been judged already. He's been judged already.
No.
Okay,
that's why he's in here.
He's been judged already.
We assume that it doesn't say that.
Ah, it's just okay. I got to fix this all. I got to get new stuff over here. Anyway, so now, Ain Liel of Amazed. I only know if the killer leaves deliberately, the Redeemer can kill him. In other words, when we say that the Redeemer can kill him, maybe that's only if the guy intentionally leaves the city. In other words, the killer knows he's supposed to stay in the city. He says, I'm going out anyway. And they tell him, listen, you know, do you think they're going to kill you? Well, I don't care. Then maybe you can do it when he does that intentionally. But what if Bishogeg, what if he happens just to leave inadvertently? Let's say he doesn't realize he left the city. Or he doesn't know it's forbidden to leave the city. He just didn't know. Or somebody's a city and he doesn't know where the city limit ended. Remember, it's till the Tchum. He thought he was in the Tchum, but he was clearly outside the Tchum. So now the guy says, what great opportunity. I can kill him. But if he didn't know, too bad. No one asked him to not know. Mm-hmm. So maybe when it's Shogeg, how do you know you can even kill him with Shogeg? It's a double expression. Talmud Lomar, because it says, Im Yotso Yetzei. If going out, he will go out. Why a double expression? Just say im yotza. Why does it say yotso yetze? Why the double expression? Meaning all situations, whether he left deliberately or non-deliberately.
I think that's
no, the shogeg or not.
There. What's the matter?
It's not the same page.
It's not good. No, it's not.
Didn't move.
We're not where you are.
I know.
Okay, now I really don't know what to do.
Yeah. But we're listening to you.
What?
So leave it alone. Don't worry about it.
We're listening to you, so.
Okay, where is it now?
That's right.
No, it's in the previous, like, 2 pages back. Or two.
Well, you just read.
Yeah, I know.
Is that not your screen?
No,
my screen is ahead.
No,
it's two.
That just froze.
Weird. I wish I'd mirror and mirror again.
This is about the Beth Din not being
here. Okay, one second. Let's
don't worry
unmirror.
About it, Rabbi.
We posted.
Yeah, posted.
No, we long posted.
Okay, one second.
Mirror, yeah, I should pick it up. everything up before.
One second. Let's hold on. It's one of those days. See, now mine here says it's mirroring.
Yeah,
here we
come.
Here we come. Screen mod. Okay.
Something is delayed here. I'm not exactly.
Delayed action. No, it's not going anywhere.
Ah, okay, shkach.